Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
All right. Anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We will try and help you out. Like this mama simply starts out saying, I'm looking for some mama support. My husband asked me what I wanted for Mother's Day. I told him what I really need is a break. I'd like to have 3 days to myself in a nice hotel. He told me that I was being selfish. I think I deserve a timeout. Am I wrong for feeling this way? What you think, Aunt?
Well, I was going to throw it to you because I'm not a mom. But no. Let me touch on this first.
Okay.
It is Mother's Day. I do feel like it is her day to run the world. Whatever she wants to do, cool, go for it. I don't know if the dad is saying that she's being selfish because he secretly doesn't want to just like handle the household
for 3 days.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's selfish. You?
I don't think it's selfish. And there are a couple of things that lead me this way. Being a mom, I know I will go until I can not go anymore. So if she's at the point where she's like, I need a break, and she's reaching out to a radio station going, am I wrong? Mama probably needs a break. Me personally, 3 days by myself, it would be day two. And I'd be like, okay, do you guys want to FaceTime? Like, you know,
you miss them.
Yeah, maybe start with a day or 2 days. But if she's reaching out saying, I need a break, if I were the husband, I would probably listen and be like, okay, let me hook you up a little bit.
And I get wanting to take a break from everything. I don't know what her occupation is, if she is, you know, the stay-at-home mom who's home all the time and is with the kids 24/7, or if she's kind of out, goes to her job. But no, I mean, I would support it. If this was my wife and she said, you know what, I really need some alone time. I just kind of want to do this, relax, do the spa, do the pool. I'm like, girl, you know, here, let me, you know, here's a coupon to
coupon.
What do they give them to get massages? No. Here's some cash. I don't know how you get massages now.
I got a Groupon for you, honey.
We're saving some money if you're going. If you're staying at the Motel 6.
But we also don't know the family dynamics here. Like you were touching on the mom. Like maybe she's a partier and the dad's like, look, no, we need to like nip this in the bud. Like you're always got. We don't know. But if you have some advice for this mama, we want to hear from you with a DM dilemma. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. Honoring those women you love, those mamas in your life this Sunday, unless you are Sandra's husband. Sandra, not her real name, sent us a DM for today's DM dilemma, saying that she asked her husband for Mother's Day for 3 days away in a nice hotel, and he flat out told her, you're being selfish.
Said nah.
Yeah, not going to happen. So she's wondering, is she wrong for feeling this way? She says, I need a break and I think I deserve a break.
I was completely in line with you on this one. Like, yeah, look, it's Mother's Day. Go do what you want to do. But this text message completely changed my perception on it from the 951. They said, I think it's okay to do if it's not on Mother's Day because kids, especially young ones, are so excited to see mom on Mother's Day and want to celebrate with mom. I think that should be something done a different weekend.
Okay, I would agree with that.
Totally agree with that.
As a mom, I kind of look forward to spending the day with my kids and my mom too. Like I would probably opt for another weekend. I think this is fair. I think there's a compromise that could be made. Like, maybe a day or 2 days at a hotel. And that's what a lot of people are pointing out, is find that happy compromise that works for your family. Although the 909 says she chose to become a mom. So whether she likes it or not, yes, she may deserve a day off. Go shopping, go to lunch with your girlfriend, but spending 3 days away from your family is out of line.
That is a lot.
You're pretty much going on a vacation.
That's exactly what it is. It's like you want to ditch your family, essentially.
And I get needing a break because as a mom, you go, 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 go till you can't anymore. And if she says, you know, I need a break, she's probably at her breaking point. But again, I think like a night to just go recharge, maybe two, in the next morning, wake up, lay out by the pool. But I don't think I could do more than 2 days without my family.
That's a lot. It's tough. I mean, even looking back at Stagecoach when we were gone, like that was tough to be gone that long. So yeah, maybe a couple days, but two, why are we just celebrating moms for 1 day? What? How about we make it like Mother's Day month? So spend Mother's Day with mom and then let her do something a different weekend and the weekend after that. Kind of stretch it out
a little
bit. How
about Mother's Day year?
Girl, chill.
Okay. 605 says, girl, just go. Treat yourself. When you're not around for a few days, he'll figure it out. Although maybe you might want to arrange some childcare before you go in case he has to work.
Never sure what dad's got up his sleeve.
I think everybody needs a break after reading some of these text messages.
I'm getting a little nervous right now.
Wow, we took a turn on the DM dilemma. Sandra, not her real name, sent us a DM with Mother's Day coming up. Her husband asked, what do you want for Mother's Day? She said, I want 3 days away in a nice hotel. And he said, nope, that's selfish. So now she's reached out to us going, am I wrong for asking for a break? I think I deserve it. And wow, people are not coming to her defense right now.
Crystal from the Kelly and Anthony Instagram page said, make a plan with family and friends to watch the kiddos and book it. Stop asking permission for the thing that you need. He will survive 2 to 3 days without you.
951 says, you can only do this if you're going to allow him to do the same thing on Father's Day.
Yeah, that was. I've seen a lot of that, too. One, another one said, you know, guys go golfing on Father's Day, and they're gone all day long.
True.
And now when it's time to flip the script, guys don't want you to leave.
714 says, 100% with a mom on this way. Once and for all, Mother's Day is for mothers. Anything mom wants, she gets. End of story. It's not Family Day. It's Mother's Day. Give the blank woman a break.
Pour her a glass of wine, first off. There's a little bit of attitude with that one.
Do you think that was Sandra that texted?
It might be. My gosh, I'm a little, my heart's like beating. I'm so nervous right now.
760 giving her a little bit of encouragement says, just know that this feeling of being overwhelmed as a mom does pass. What I would tell you is cherish every Mother's Day with your kids because as they get older, they're going to go their own ways. So enjoy your kid time on Mother's Day.
That's right, because your Mother's Day won't be forever. Eventually, you know, your kids will get married and then either, you know, if you have a daughter, she'll become a mom and she'll celebrate with her kids or, you know, vice versa. If you have a son, he's going to celebrate with the kids and the wife. So yeah, your Mother's Days are very short and compact. So I don't know. I really like the earlier text message that said, kids get excited to celebrate with mom. You might want to spend some time with them.
I like the ones that just said compromise.
That was good, too. I'm a little scared of the ones still rolling in.
You can still weigh in on the Kelly and Anthony Instagram page.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.